for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Helping ailing businesses keep reeling workers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I encourage all small businesses that have 500 or fewer people, please contact your lenders.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says they made the process easier to get what could be free money quicker in this coronavirus crisis. And here's the deal.
Any company under 500 people can borrow 2.5 times the monthly payroll, up to $10 million. The loans will be at an interest of 1% with payments deferred for 6 months. However, if a small business does not reduce the average payroll by more than 25% during those 8 weeks of the loan, it's forgiven.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. In a half hour, we get the monthly jobs report expected to show more firing than hiring and a rising unemployment rate. The number of coronavirus cases now tops 6,000 deaths in the U.S. out of nearly 250,000 infections. And a growing question, should we all wear masks?
I don't think they'll be mandatory because some people don't want to do that.
President Trump suggests those who do use a scarf. Mayors in New York, L.A., and San Francisco are asking people to wear masks in addition to social distancing. Healthcare workers keep speaking out, demanding more masks and other gear, fearing their exposure. Dr. Laura Usick in New York City.
My colleagues and I are writing our last will and testament. I'm 28 years old.
Now, the captain of that Navy ship with more than 100 sailors sick with coronavirus has been relieved of his duty. Fox's Rachel Sutherland explains live.
Dave, Captain Brett Crozier was let go after he was accused of leaking a letter pleading for help. Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley says Crozier created panic.
That information needs to be shared through proper channels, and it also needs to be protected because sometimes the information, if it gets into the wrong channels and the wrong hands, it creates a lot of alarms.
Modley says he didn't take the decision to remove Captain Crozier lightly and says it was not an act of retribution. The Navy is in the process of taking sailors off the ship, now docked in Guam. Some will have to remain on board to protect sensitive military hardware. Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
It's time for the 2020 census, but what is the census? For my grandfather, the census meant new possibilities. He came here 50 years ago for a better life, and he learned the census counted everyone to inform billions of dollars in funding each year for things that mattered to him and his community. Thanks to him, we all got counted, which gave us all the possibilities we have today.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has once again drawn President Trump's ire, setting up a committee to oversee the federal response to the corona crisis. He likened it to another witch hunt.
We want to fight for American lives, not waste time and build up my poll numbers, because that's all they're doing, because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a select committee will provide accountability and oversight of resources being allocated by the federal government, including the distribution of more than $2 trillion approved by Congress last month.
This is not a kind of a investigation of the administration. It's about the whole, there's things that are so new and the rest, and we want to make sure that they're not exploiters out there.
The select committee will be led by House Majority Whip James Clyburn and have subpoena power. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy questioned the need for a new congressional panel, arguing an oversight board is already included in the economic rescue package. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Democrats have pushed back their convention this summer, expected to nominate Joe Biden for president. It was supposed to be in July before the Olympics, but there won't be any summer games, and they're still worried about the corona shutdown, so the new plan is the week of August 17th. That's a week before the Republican convention. There's a new poll showing Americans are buying in on social distancing.
A new poll from Public Agenda, USA Today, and Ipsos finds that most of the country is okay with drastic measures to keep the coronavirus from spreading further. About 9 in 10 respondents now support canceling large-scale events, and almost half of them are on board with grounding all domestic flights. 66% of those polled think the crisis will last for a few months or at least 6 months. And 72% of respondents believe the government's priority should be saving lives by stopping virus spread, with only 1 in 5 saying the government's main focus should be saving the economy. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street before the jobs report, futures are flat. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County home sales are off lately. The Champaign County Association of Realtors said a total of 134 homes were sold in February, down from 140 the same month in 2019. That's a drop of 4.3%. Christie Clinic is placing 225 employees on temporary furlough because of coronavirus. The News Gazette said that'll affect about a fourth of Christie's staff members. CEO Kenny Bilger said he will not be taking any compensation as CEO until all furloughed employees are back on the job. Other management and leadership wages will be reduced as well. Champaign County now has 46 cases of coronavirus. At least five of those people are considered to have recovered. The State Department of Public Health said Thursday that 16 more people have died. There have now been just under 7,700 confirmed cases in the state and 157 deaths. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We've got some morning clouds, but afternoon sunshine. A nice way to wrap up the week with our high 67, 44, our low tonight. Morning rain in the forecast with a high only 48 tomorrow, down to around 34 in the evening. Back up towards 60 with sunshine Sunday. Monday at 68, Tuesday at 73. Right now, the temperature's at 49 with the clouds. ESPN 93.5.
Well, good to have you listening or watching on YouTube Live. We're also Facebook Live at Stevie J, J-A-Y. You can check us out if you really want to watch a fish in a fish tank, because that's pretty much what I am. But that's great. We have Stephen Flynn that's chiming in from New Orleans. Stay nice and safe down in the Crescent City. They have problems since Mardi Gras and 2 million visitors. Kick off the show with Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You retired in 2000, but somehow I still think you could probably do 100 push-ups in 2 minutes.
Probably so.
Well, you never know.
Former Green Beret, that's Army Special Forces. Do you remember the whole process, Jeff, of getting into that? I mean, that was hard.
It's one of the luxuries that I had, and one of the great blessings is to be associated with the U.S. Army Special Forces. I was actually the senior legal advisor to all the Green Berets. I'm also an attorney and law professor now. I had an abbreviated course that I went through, which is another story, but I was a JAG officer in the Green Berets, and very proud to serve. Did a lot of great things for the country, and we have the greatest country, of course, the world's ever seen.
Betcha, we surely do. Okay, Lieutenant Colonel, judge orders release of 10 immigration detainees from New Jersey jails. The group appears to be the largest in the nation subject to a court-ordered release because of corona pandemic breakout. I don't understand the logic. Who's to say they're not going to be a super spreader when they go out, and why are we doing this?
In many cases, the truth lies in the rest of the story, and that's what you have here, is the rest of the story. You have the ACLU that has basically waged a unrelenting campaign to get rid of ICE, to close down detention facilities, and so they see this as an opportunity to chip away and to advance their agenda. They find a judge. We have about 700 federal district judges in this country, a little over 700. And so they find a judge that will listen to their activist arguments that we need to let these people loose because they don't have the virus right now, but because they have HIV or diabetes or some other, issue that if they get it, they're more susceptible to dying. Well, that's about everybody that's sick in this country. Their logic is, therefore, we need to let them out. And they will promise that they will quarantine somewhere. Well, that's not going to work. I mean, they broke the law to get here. Why do you think they're going to self-quarantine? They're going to go into society and never be heard from again and be more susceptible to spread the virus than less susceptible, because in the detention facilities, they're pretty much quarantined in place right now.
Yeah. So if you're in an area and you're 6 feet away from somebody else, chances are you're not in a cell by yourself. So I can a little kind of understand that. And then you got to eat and all that. I think that when they're in jail, they're there for a reason, and it seems to me to make common sense to say, if you release folks from jail, then I'm not as safe. Does that make any sense?
you know, no, it doesn't make sense. And again, what ICE has done, if you get the virus, they will immediately take you to a hospital, a civilian hospital. If you test positive for the virus, they will quarantine you into your own little area. That's kind of what's being done at old folks' home, at, you know, all across the country. Why in the world do these people get special treatment, particularly, as you pointed out, when they're broke the law to get here? It doesn't make any sense, but again, it's the rest of the story. They're using this as a platform to advance, in my opinion, their desire to chip away at ICE, get rid of ICE, and they want to have the system in place that Trump has been adamant to replace, and that is, you know, if you cross the border, tag, you're it, we're just going to let you go into our society, and you'll promise to come back for a court hearing. Vast majority never come back. And so Trump has put a stop to all that, despite great efforts to demonize him and to stop what he's doing. He's secured the border. He's made great strides, and they want to take that all away. And they're using this as an excuse, in my opinion, to attempt to do that.
Jeff, what do you think happens with all this, the whole coronavirus? Where do you see this?
I predict within 30 days, the curve will go down. We'll be back to normal within 60 days, and we'll get a virus, and you know, we'll go on to the next event. This is not real war, but it is a, you know, it has a lot of the attributes and the trappings of conflict. And it's sad that people are playing politics with this thing. We all need to come together, follow the commander in chief's guidance. Is it perfect? No, but you know, nobody's perfect. He's doing the best he can, and I think people that are objective view of reality will understand that he's doing a pretty good job.
It's just hard to fathom where we are. I mean, I never thought this could ever happen. And when you start this kind of precedent, don't you shut it down again if it gets bad in October?
Well, again, we haven't had a pandemic of, you know, of this magnitude for many, many years. You know, people can argue whether we're overreacting or not. But the numbers are pretty significant right now, and we don't want to have a Spanish flu-type event where, you know, millions will die.
Stunning. Jeff, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you for serving your nation. We'll see what happens, but appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
It's Jeff Atticott, a Green Beret, Army Special Forces. Really hard to get in.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like Navy SEALs, I would think.
That's right.
It's where you go through a whole bunch of training stuff, and you got to get in and be able to do all these pull-ups, push-ups. I mean, physically, I'm tired reading over the list of how to become a Green Beret. I mean, isn't anything you just decide to do? And just nilly-willy, that's hard.
By the way, now that you're into a new chapter of life, Stevie. Yeah. I know you're taking a healthy spin, right? Is that going okay?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to lose weight. We, as in me, myself, and I, because I'm responsible.
I mean, I can join you.
It's up to you. You can't do it unless you can't accomplish anything.
I have to be all in and not just toe in the water.
You're all in on your office. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Diane Ducey cleaned her office, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And that's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. You moved offices, and everybody knows moving is like a bunch of stacks.
Right, and I did not move my office. I had a coworker wanting to get in my old office and
moved your office. And
right.
So there you are, and now it's clean this morning, but you accomplished it, doesn't it? It feels great, huh?
Yes, it does, Stevie. And I know a lot of people have projects going on in their, you know, shelter in place mode. Right. So good for you. And keep up, even if it's a little step. Do something every day.
It feels better. And so I've decided that I'm too heavy. And you can look at me on Facebook and say, it doesn't look super heavy.
Yes, but Facebook Live.
But I'm there on Facebook Live. But no, just, you know, how you get to where you're just too many pounds over. It's not crazy, but it's too much. So I'm going to do something.
It makes you feel better.
It does.
You move around.
It
does. You sleep better. You don't have achy joints.
You can get it done, but again, it takes a decision. Otherwise, it won't happen. Nothing you want to get done will ever happen unless you decide, I'm going to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to really, really work at it, because you can fall off that wagon pretty easily. But no, the kids got me a smoker for my birthday.
Nice.
So we threw some ribs on last night.
How'd it turn out?
Pretty darn good.
All right.
We're going to learn a lot about it, but boy, the hickory flavor and the wood chips and all that. Ooh, Felt like I was at some fancy restaurant.
Like Hickory River, pretty much.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. So we got a smoker, so we had fun with that. We went on a walk to Lake of the Woods.
Okay, great.
And that was a perfect day for a walk at the Lake of the Woods with 200 of my closest friends.
Oh, my goodness. 6 feet apart, though.
Kinda.
Okay. Well, the family clusters are there.
Yeah. There were friends and families. There were a lot of bikes going 100 miles an hour on the walking path.
There's that. Yeah. Well, there is some pushback on what's expected of our society and people saying, at least on social media, about these clusters of teenagers in Walmart supposedly shopping. And they're all, you know, closer than 6 feet apart. And, you know, people kind of calling out what's really happening out there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we're supposed
you
to
guys
do
saw
this.
Kids hanging in groups. I mean, they were doing it, and it's just when you have a friend or two or three and you're walking around or you're on your bike or something, I mean, you're outside. Mm-hmm. What I do not understand, Governor Pritzker, in all due respect, is if I can go walk on the Muhammad at Lake of the Woods path, why couldn't I take my golf bag and walk on a golf course if I don't touch the flag stick or anything? I just have my golf ball toward the hole, mm-hmm. and I putt, and I pick it up without touching anything except my golf equipment, and I'm obviously going to be 6 feet away from somebody because I'm walking, so somebody could golf with you and be 20 feet away all the time. You can socially distance. The problem became everybody was getting in the same golf cart, and they weren't supposed to.
Right.
And then they were touching the flagpole, and you're not supposed to.
Right.
But, man, I think at some point you have to weigh whether it's more therapeutic to allow people to go golf than it is to keep them inside all the time when you're allowing walks and you're allowing bike rides.
Right.
You gotta say, wait a minute, if you just said no golf carts, people that are heavier would walk two holes and do something, but at least you'd be out there.
Right.
So I don't quite get it.
And, you know, the playground equipment has the yellow tape on the equipment, but, of course, you can walk around in the park. Now they're putting zip ties on the basketball nets so that if you shoot a basket, your ball wouldn't come down. So
why would
I don't know whether we get a giant stick then and just poke out the ball.
Why can't you shoot baskets again?
In case you have a close contact game.
Well, can't you shoot,
but I know
though?
For Aiden, it's only.
I gotcha. Okay, thank you, David and Jennifer and Stephen and Lynn and Dorothy and Dennis, some of the people on Facebook Live this morning. Michelle and Jerry and Kevin. Dorothy, I am a bike going 100 miles an hour on that bike path.
Well,
thanks for not hitting me.
Okay.
Somebody was going, not 100, but they were going quick.
Yeah.
Well, you just got to be aware. We had dogs out and everything else. It's all good.
Well, and I've had people say I'm left or whatever
there was traffic,
is.
But I mean, it's to be expected, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, each morning now, Brother Johnny Mike Ditka coming up. We got a new feature this morning within that show, A Minute with Mike, where we go back historically and I ask him about something from his history. There's a fact here I dug up that I cannot believe this about Mike Ditka.
Okay.
What he was going to be, as opposed to a professional football player.
Well, I know he
what was
had
he going
multiple
to
sports that he was great
well,
at.
This was nothing to do with athletics.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've got the clip. Stand by. A moment with Mike Ditka in our Johnny and Mike segment.
Some of our folks who might be watching on YouTube with the camera angle that we have now, which excludes me, which is fine. Now I have that Bears medley picture kind of over your shoulder. And I see Lovey Smith is in that.
Well, he was medley coach of the Bears, right?
With the headset on, kind of to the left of Ditka and down. Do you see him
there?
Yeah,
I do.
There?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, Lovey respects Coach, and Coach respects Lovey.
So that was from our staff to you yesterday.
Okay, we want to do a toilet paper report, affectionately called the TPR. That'll be coming up. Stand by.
Where are you finding it?
Where are you finding it? The toilet paper report coming up. We will go to the ticker here in just a moment and look. We also have a restaurant, Manzella's.
Oh, great.
Stand by for that. Talked to Mary the other day. We have $550 gift cards in our effort to support local restaurants. We'll do that coming up. It is Friday. It is April the 3rd. The money for small business to be released today.
Ooh.
Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Today's high is 67. 44 our low tonight. 48 the high tomorrow. 60% shot at showers, down to 34 in the evening. Mostly sunny on Sunday. We've got a high 57 down to 43, up to 68 with late showers expected Monday and isolated showers in the forecast Tuesday, but that's the gold star with the high at 73. Right now we're at 50 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
Dorothy says that when I go fast on my bike, I always alert people, and yeah. I actually have avoided it this week because of the crowds.
Okay.
Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where
partnerships
are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The markets will be reacting today to the March employment report. The report is not expected to include the full impact of the coronavirus shutdowns. The survey period ended March 12th. However, economists are expecting the unemployment rate to rise to 3.7%. Auto Nation has placed about 7,000 workers on unpaid leave, cut salaries, and imposed a hiring freeze. It's seeing significant declines in new and used car sales because of the coronavirus. Its sales declined about 50% in the last 2 weeks of March. American Airlines says it will suspend 25 summer seasonal flights until 2021. It will also suspend more than 60% of international capacity for the peak summer travel season. Southwest Airlines is offering cargo-only flights for the first time in its history. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
It's a very confusing and stressful time right now, especially for our wounded and ill veterans and their caregivers. Practice social distancing, wash your hands frequently, and stay at home to avoid exposure. If you don't have symptoms or have questions, use secure messaging through My Healthy Vet or the VA Telehealth Service. If you develop symptoms, please call your local VA facility. We will get through this. For more details, visit va.gov/coronavirus.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
According to the 2010 census, only 13% of the population was over 65. Well, I wasn't part of the 13% back then, but I am now. And with the 2020 census, my response will inform funding for things like healthcare, public transit, all types of things to make 65 feel like the new 40.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we call it the TPR. The TPR.
We need to have some kind of music, but what is toilet paper report music?
That is right there. This is the TPR, toilet paper report. Michelle writes that she saw toilet paper at Sam's last night. Well, if you are, in fact, a Sam's member, I guess good news, at least until they open, because we're broadcasting this. Anybody else, you can text us or you can tell me on Facebook Live. 359-2255 is the text if you want to tell me where you have spotted a recent spotting of toilet paper, which apparently seems to be the pandemic go-to. Not the food. It's the paper.
Right.
So let us know if you know. So far, Michelle says Sam, so okay. Thank you.
And, you know, yesterday we did have some places, but no sense in bringing it up because I'm sure they're out after ITPR.
St. Joe IGA had reported a sighting of a roll.
Exactly.
As did the Farmer City. Dollar General wouldn't think of that. And what about Big Lots? Wouldn't that be kind of a sleeper?
I don't know.
You don't really go to Big Lots for toilet paper?
True.
But, boy, now that we have the toilet paper detectives out there looking for us now because of the TPR.
Right. So, and Savoy Walmart was one of the ones that people tipped us off to yesterday.
Yeah, well, that was yesterday. Today is today. So Sam's is all I got for you. Exactly. If you know any of any, let me know. Thank you, Doug. Good morning, Stevie. Happy belated birthday. Thank you. That was yesterday. I appreciate that. Doug Abbott, one of the community's greats.
All right.
Max is watching. Terry's watching. Bonnie is watching on Facebook Live. We appreciate all of you. Mm-hmm. Kind of a new format. Things have kind of changed in our world because in radio, a whole lot of listening is done while you're going to work. And there's not a lot of people as I look on Windsor Road here. I see a bus. Are the buses running full out? Because they're just not... Who's getting on a bus?
It's empty, it looks
like. I'm just saying, who gets on a bus? I know you have to have service.
And you don't touch anything.
Well, I wouldn't grab the pole.
No way.
I think what's going to happen when this is all done is going to be lasting. I just think it's the old school days of they gave me the cooties. Remember those days?
Yes.
Don't touch because they got cooties.
Uh-huh.
I think we all have cooties.
Remember that on the playground back in the day.
So cruel what kids said to kids. okay, so Manzella's Restaurant, we have wonderful people. In fact, Aaron and Nikki Johnson just gave me money for some El Toro.
Okay,
and
nice.
So we're going to have more El Toro coming up. But because of good people like Aaron and Nikki, we have Jeff Facer, Area-Wide Technologies, who said, I hope this grows where people get the idea.
Right.
Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Tony Johnston, Steve Hillard, HL Precision, some others that have given money that didn't really care to be mentioned. So we were going to do this for 2 weeks in March, $250 spend a day to buy $50 gift cards and give five away. To folks at level two, I think we're covering level two pretty well. We might go to level one, meaning you're just kind of anxious about everything, or you'd like a bunch of food, which we're all candidates for because we all need to eat.
Right.
So today it's Manzella's. They're a family, Italian family restaurant on First Street, and they've got loyal customers. If you've not been there, it's just a good old-fashioned homemade, wonderful food, good people.
Delicious.
So, Manzella's Restaurant, if you have a need for some great Italian, just text us, tell us why. We will contact and reach out later.
359-2255. Manzella's is located at 115 South First Street in Champaign.
Yeah. I like Byers Vacuum is right next door.
Yes, over by University and First Street.
Right, John Byers, it says we can... save your vacuum, but Jesus will save your soul. That's right there in the window.
I noticed that.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's a good guy. And I go there, too.
I do, too.
Okay, again, Manzella's, that's the restaurant, 359-2255, 359-2255.
Now, typically, we talk about the curbside and things like that that's available. Is that true for Manzella's?
Manzella's has it. You just order, they bring it out, or you... Not sure if you walk in, but...
Manzella's number 352-7624, but right now we're taking texts, people that you know that might be stressed out thanks to COVID-19.
And again, we're giving $550 gift cards to support local restaurants and support you, because so many of you have been displaced. Certainly your life is changing. It's touching us all. There's no doubt about it.
Manzella's authentic Italian cuisine, over 50 years with their genuine age-old recipes handed down through generations.
Well, it's good stuff. If you want some good food, text me. Dick Van Dyke, celebrating 25 years in Champaign-Urbana. They've never gone through a pandemic like this. Nobody has. But Dick Van Dyke's still operating. If your refrigerator goes down, you got to get something to cool the food. It won't work very long in a cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go and at least go online and work through them. But they can get you your information, and they can also get you an appliance. They're essential, and they're south of I-74 on Neal. Go to appliance-world.com. They carry all of them. They're the largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. So it's Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire. A lot of people have GE, Whirlpool, more, but they'll deliver too as well. And you can figure out how that would work. You don't want to get near anybody, and they can wipe stuff down and wear gloves and masks and all that stuff. They come into your home. It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World online, appliance-world.com, the number one independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois, because that's all they do is appliances. Again, start online at appliance-world.com, because if your stove breaks, you got some stuff. You got to get some. Appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka coming up.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to AreaWideTech.com.
Sergeant Seth Herrig, Champaign County Sheriff's Department.
Thank you for having me today.
Congratulations. What do you want people to know about your work?
You know, it's a rewarding job. You know, the people in law enforcement enjoy helping others out. We're not in it for accolades. We're there to help everybody else out. And I don't know. It's
Everybody says kind of the same. I want to help.
Yeah.
I want to help people, not their best day.
Yeah. You know, like, it's not like you kind of give that generic answer, but I mean, everybody that is working law enforcement has that desire to help everybody else out and, you know, be there in that time of need, you know, because usually the times that we're called out, it's not a good day for that individual, whether, you know, it's a car crash or a domestic related situation. You know, they don't see us on their best days, and it's hard to, you know, interject yourself in that situation. Yeah. But then in the same sense, you have to come in there, get the respect at times, and then you might not make the decision they're happy with at the end of the day.
Right. Stevie J Broadcasting, proud to salute our law enforcement official of the month.
Spring into your new home with Busey. With free pre-qualifications, you can search for the perfect house knowing all of your options. From a new pool to the amazing new patio, let our award-winning team of associates make your dream of home ownership a reality. Visit Busey.com to apply in minutes or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
PDR is a AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility right here in Central Illinois. They have an esteemed community reputation, a great facility appearance, and amazing customer service. Plus, the staff is trained and qualified, has the most up-to-date equipment working on your vehicle, a wide scope of services, and warranty coverage. Stop into the AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility, PDR Automotive on North Cunningham in Urbana, or call them at 367-9481.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The March jobs report number just coming out. It is 701,000 jobs decline. That is way above the estimate of 100,000 jobs. Unemployment 4.4%. This marks an end to a job creation streak lasting about a decade. The numbers collected mid-month before many states started telling people to stay home. And new face mask guidelines could be coming soon from the federal government. Some cities already recommending them.
Dr. Deborah Birx, a member of the Coronavirus Task Force, says masks are not meant to replace President Trump's recommendations on social distancing.
It's a very active discussion within the task force.
Dr. Birx cautioned that people wearing coverings should not be lulled into a false sense of security.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The city of Champaign says a Champaign police officer has tested positive for COVID-19. A news release said the officer is recovering at home in isolation and does not require hospitalization. All employees who might have been in contact with that officer have been told and instructed to self-quarantine. Any members of the public who may have been in direct contact with the officer also are being notified. The city is not releasing the officer's identity or specific responsibilities. Champaign County now has 46 cases of coronavirus. At least five of those people are considered to have recovered. The State Department of Public Health said Thursday that 16 more people have died. There have now been just under 7,700 confirmed cases in the state and 157 deaths. The University of Illinois has decided to move its summer courses online. Students can start registering for summer classes on April 20th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Are you looking to enhance your natural beauty and finally give yourself the image you deserve? Visit Advanced Aesthetics in Champaign. Dr. Curley and his professional team offer state-of-the-art cosmetic enhancement procedures in a comfortable and relaxed setting. Reviews have poured in about their friendly staff that's easy to talk to and always gives their patients peace of mind. For more information, be sure to visit their website, jkurleymd.com. That's jcurley with a K, md.com. Or call their office today at 217-356-3850.
All righty, let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather brought to you by OSF Healthcare. Getting treatment you need without delay. Visit osfhealthcare.org.
We've got clouds in the morning, afternoon sunshine. Today's high 67 and 44, our low tonight. Showers in the forecast, especially in the morning tomorrow. High 48, low 34. Up towards 60 with sunshine on Sunday, though. 68 Monday, 73 on Tuesday. Right now, the temperature's at 50. ESPN 93.5.
Well, if you want to watch us, you can on YouTube channel. You can also go to Facebook Live. My dear friend Tiana is watching from Florida. My very good friend Brent is watching. We've got some wonderful people that perhaps haven't even heard us on the radio, finding us on Facebook Live, and now we're there. So every Friday, we get my brother Johnny, who has been part of my broadcasting for 40 years, and then Coach Mike Ditka, who befriended Johnny when he was coach of the Saints down in New Orleans, and he's been kind enough to join us on Fridays for almost 20 years. And so it's an honor. Brother Johnny is in New Orleans, Louisiana. It is probably warm, but a little pandemic down there. Johnny, are you doing all right?
We're doing all right, Stevie. We've got the hot spot, but we're laying low, and, you know, we're just kind of watching it. And, you know, the mortality dropped a little bit, so keep an eye on that. And see what happens, Coach. It's about 80 degrees, so that's kind of nice, actually, Stevie, the weather. That's good.
Coach, I think Florida just kind of shelter in place for the first time, I think. Are they allowing people to even
really
golf?
Can
you golf down there?
Well, right now the club's closed today. It's closed. It's going to be closed for a couple of days. And I don't blame them, you know. This is, you know, nobody knows how to deal with this stuff. You know, we've never had this before. And we've got a major problem with this disease or whatever you want to call it, and I hope it gets better before it gets worse, but I'm not sure it will.
Well, Johnny, you're optimistic. You're one of the more optimistic ones, thinking that this thing could turn toward the downslope here sooner than maybe some do.
Well, the influenza charts show that influenza, which we've had a lot of cases, millions every year, and we just live with it. I think we've had 30,000 people die this season or so. But it dropped off really about a week and a half ago. And so, and this coronavirus lasts about twice as long. So the cycle's longer. So I don't know. I'm not a infectious disease specialist, but I think we're going to see a faster drop off. That's all, Steve. It's still a nasty disease, but the numbers to me have also always been a little bit, I don't know, jarring when I look at the overall picture. The one I look at, and listen, it's a terrible disease, but since October 1st to now, we've had, on this planet, the whole world, we've had 27,050,000 people died. The 27 million would have died anyway because 150,000 people die every day. And so an extra 50,000 died, and that's a lot of people. But when you scale it, we're doing a pretty good job managing it. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. I'm optimistic
You've also said that we've never had the calculus of social distancing, and how would you compute that?
Yeah, it's very difficult. All you can do is use the numbers. that you've seen, and we don't have very many numbers, especially in our country, and they're using, and both Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx said, hey, we're using New York and New Jersey. That's all the numbers we have. And both of them said, look at the other states. It may not peak anywhere like this. All we have to use the data we have, and all we have are New York and New Jersey for some of these, like rate of spread and density, population density. New York has about double Chicago and L.A. in terms of density. How does that affect just the general start of a disease like this? We don't have the mathematical models for that. We've got ideas. And you've got to watch these modelers, Steve. I've worked with mathematical modelers, and the assumptions are very key. So they're doing the best they can, yep. And I think that the nation's falling on. I think we're going to come out a lot better than some of the projections. And then the other thing, the final thing about that is that the rate of spread is confused with the rate of testing. Our headline today, Steve, was cases in Louisiana surged 42%. 42% more cases. That was the screaming headline. Then underneath it said, we had a week and a half backlog of tests that
all right.
It's not funny that we got that many people, but it's funny that they would just decide to just put that headline up there, which is, that just implies, you know what I mean, Mike, how they kind of want to, I don't know, it's a sensationalization. It's that urge to sensationalize. That's all.
They don't have to sensationalize this. This is pretty darn serious.
Yeah.
Let's hope if they find something to take care of it.
I wonder how the locker room will be. I mean, you guys are close in a locker room, and yet they said that to resume sports, you're going to have to find out that whoever is diagnosed with coronavirus doesn't have to have the whole team quarantine. We got to get past that. But I'm telling you, Coach, when you shut things down, it's hard to open them back up.
Well, it really is, especially when you're talking about sports, because there's so much intermingling, and the guys are so close together, whether it's in football or basketball or baseball or anything. I mean, there's a lot of... I don't know. I just think it's very hard in sports because the guys are so easy to be with each other, I guess.
Yeah. And I don't know, Johnny, baseball, they're saying maybe all-star break, maybe not. But again, if the thing comes down on the curve, then we're going to probably get anecdotal evidence from small states like West Virginia, who started letting people come out, and they're going to have to study the impact of that. And maybe it's going to be baby steps toward a full opening again.
Yes, I think that's right. I think that's that's kind of our strategy, and that we're gonna stick to it. I think the other thing about, to me, that's positive is that the younger part of our population is just much easier to handle this. Much, much easier for them, for under 50. So a lot of people can work. Some of us in the upper bracket, Stevie, have to watch it for a lot longer. That's just all there is to it. And I think that's a positive from the standpoint of getting back to normal, because we can do it in different areas and actually different age groups. Just have to be careful. But you can't shelter. I love it. People are willing to shelter for me, but we can't let them do that for more than a few more weeks. Or, Coach, if you lose the economy, what happens to your freedom and what happens to your future? I don't want to go too far with this.
We depend on that economy every day of our lives. And if it's not there, I don't know what the heck's going to happen.
Now, you're scheduled to come back. You spend a good number of months in Chicago and Naples, so you go back and forth. Coach, I'd stay in Naples. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, I've thought about that, too, a little bit more. But I've got businesses up there, and I should be up there because I have an obligation to my partners. But you're right; it's not good. It's not good up there. It's not good. But down here, it's not bad. I shouldn't say it's real bad down here. Up there, Chicago, it's not good.
No, it's getting worse because it's an urban city. It's big, and a lot of people close to each other. They're getting stricter. Grace is about to get shut in Ohio, Johnny. They're shutting down the state where you can't leave the state or you have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. I mean, that's happening in Ohio beginning Monday.
Yeah, we've got that going on here. Texas shut us out. They've blocked the border for us. So, yeah, anyway, very, very, very interesting times. And not a very good bug there, Steve, that's for sure. They're finding more, and I will say, too, they're finding more every day. There's people everywhere working on this. It looks like that hydroxy drug works pretty well. That's a plus, and I'm still optimistic, but it's not good.
Coach, I thought it'd be fun to occasionally have what I'll call a moment with Mike, and I've dug up something from your past that I'm going to play, and then I want to find out a little more about it. So listen carefully. This picks up when you're in high school, and you're talking about this yourself.
2 years later, Ditka was a highly coveted recruit.
Coach Ashman wanted me to go to Pitt, and he wanted me to go to Pitt because he wanted me to go to Pitt and become a dentist. So that was it. So I went to Pitt and took pre-dental courses for about 4 semesters, and then I became a history major because it wasn't very easy.
Dr. Ditka, I didn't know that. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, it was a big deal. It seemed like we had a couple other ball players before me at Aliquippa who went on and through school and became dentists and came back and practiced in Aliquippa. And, unfortunately, it wouldn't have worked out, but I'm glad I went to Pitt. I got a good education, and I didn't end up going to medical dental school or anything like that. But I got a good education, and I got to play good sports, so it was good for me.
Well,
hey, Coach, I tell you what, there's so many things I can think of that you could have done, and I honestly would have not come up with dentist. I don't think I would have thought.
Nobody would have.
Well,
and you know, it really happened. You know, my high school coach was a great, great guy. One of my real idols in life. I respected so much, and he provided an opportunity for me. And he's the one that made the suggestion. He says, "I think it would be nice because we had another doctor that had been a football player that came back and practiced medical." He said, "I think it'd be nice if you go to become a dentist and come back and practice in Aliquippa." Well, I don't know if that would have worked out. I don't know how many people had teeth left in Aliquippa, but it was kind of crazy.
Well, and Coach, I'm sorry, and I love you. I really do, but you with a white jacket over my mouth, and when I'm scared of the dentist anyway, and I would have said, "Dr. Ditka, could I get some Novocaine?"
Shut up.
And I'm afraid you might not would have been very nice with me. I would have said,
"No, you would have been a right hand, and then a left hand. You get 2 shots.
I want Novocaine.
Shut up.
No, I really do.
Come on.
It's awesome. And then one other moment that I did want to ask you about as well.
First of all, I wasn't sure I could play pro football because most of my prowess in college or notoriety came as a defensive player. And then when I get to the Bears, I'm playing a position called tight end. And no one knew what the heck it was, really. I mean, it was kind of a new position.
Wade finds his great rookie Mike Ditka open and whips the ball to him. Iron Mike completes a 36-yard TD strike.
You know, I caught 12 passes my senior year in college. Well, I caught 58 my first year in pro ball and 12 touchdowns.
Ditka was the NFL's rookie of the year.
And you were a defensive guy. I guess I didn't know that you were really a star at Pitt as a defensive guy.
Well, we played both ways at that time, but most of my accolades came as a defensive player. Like I said, we were Pitt. We didn't throw the football.
Yeah.
We ran the football. So I blocked and I played defense. And that was basically it. Every once in a while, like I said, 12 passes my senior year. You know, that's not much. Guys catch that in 2 minutes now.
When you first showed up with the Bears, did they immediately think, "Let's try tight end," or were you there a few weeks or so?
We had a coach named Luke Johnson, and Luke says, "I thought I was going to be a linebacker. I really did." And Luke says, "You're going to be a tight end." "Tight end? What's a tight end?" "Well, we're going to show you. We're going to create this position. You're going to play it." And Luke was a tremendous, tremendous coach, and it was really him because he fit me into that offense. Then he fit the offense to me, and that's what he did. I mean, you know, for tight end, the catch, I think when I catch my first year, 58 balls and 60 balls. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's pretty incredible because the tight end was just a guy that was on the end of the line of scrimmage and he helped block.
Yep. It's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, just a few more minutes. So you became Rookie of the Year. When you signed as the number one pick for the Chicago Bears, Coach Hallis gave you a $12,000 salary and a $6,000 signing bonus, and then you were Rookie of the Year defining the tight end position. What happened then? Do you remember?
Yeah. He offered me $14,000. And I said, Coach, that doesn't make a lot of sense. He said, why? I said, well, I made 12 and 6 last year. Said I made 18. I said I wouldn't sign for less than 18. As soon as I said it, he pulled out a contract for 18, and I signed it. So he knew what he was doing. I didn't, but it didn't matter.
Yeah,
because I wanted to be a Bear. I wanted to play for the Bears.
You earned every penny of it and changed the whole offense.
I had a guy named Bill Wade who just loved to throw the football to me, and we had other good receivers. We had a guy named Johnny Morris. Was fantastic.
Yeah.
And we had some other guys that were pretty good, but Bill Wade just loved to throw the football. And he really created that because I was being covered by linebackers and safeties, not cornerbacks. So he knew we had the weakest link in the defense covering me, so he threw me the ball a lot.
Johnny, this moment with Mike, pretty fun. That was great, man.
That's great, man. Good hearing those stories, Mike. And I hope you're finding something to do down there in Florida.
No, there's not much
Diana,
to do right now.
Okay.
They're closing up everything, the golf courses, everything.
Well, you're still great. You're still Hall of Fame gin player, I know.
I'm falling out the stool on that one, too.
Hey, guys, we'll let it go. Johnny in New Orleans, Coach in Naples, you're the best. Thanks for joining us on Friday.
Thank you, guys. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
That's Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka on Fridays at this time.
Good idea, Stevie, and those clips and things like that. It's awesome.
Just seeing Coach poured into that white short-sleeved dental shirt.
Exactly.
I mean, that's...
Shut up.
Would have scared the crap out of me.
Exactly.
I mean, Coach Ditka would have been huge. I would have pulled that tooth. Look, can I get some Novocaine?
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Ditka the dentist.
Never knew that one.
Wow.
ESPN 93.5. Well, it is tax season, kind of. You have till July, 15 now?
Yes.
Kelly's accounting for all tax types plus payroll and bookkeeping services in Monticello.
Yeah,
Kelly's,
we dropped ours off at the door, and they're just going to send it when it's done.
Yep.
Totally easy in Monticello.
Spray it with Lysol.
Exactly.
Just everything. Kelly's accounting for all tax types in Monticello, 762-5509. Kelly'sAccounting.com.
Independent contractors. I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Network tax tip. After this,
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
Do you receive a W-2 or a 1099, which means independent contractor? Employers need to know the difference.
It's very important to make sure that you are classifying your workers correctly, since misclassification can result in costly financial penalties.
CPA Dan Geltrude, managing partner at Geltrude & Company.
If you are found to have misclassified employees as independent contractors, you will likely have to repay all of those taxes and benefits that you weren't paying for before.
Independent contractors really need to be independent in what they do. It's the amount of control over the worker. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know that quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services. We would like to thank all of our past clients for hiring us on their residential and commercial jobs. When CU Under Construction started in 2003, we had a vision to bring all your construction and trade needs to one company together. Our passion is construction and our clients. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUUnderConstruction.com, where we are building better together.
Well, CMI knows that cleanliness is on everyone's mind. Cleanliness. During this uncertain time, they offer a viral disinfectant kit at CMI that allows anybody to make disinfectant solutions that are effective against contagious viral and bacterial pathogens, including human coronavirus, influenza, norovirus, and more. One-shot 256 Century Q disinfectant is hospital-grade. It can help protect you, your coworkers, students, employees, friends, or family against COVID-19 when used according to directions. You can get those directions and get this product at CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Check them out online, cmiclean.com, cmiclean.com. All right, check of your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, still a locally owned business providing quality products and true service. Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise.
We've got some clouds this morning and afternoon sunshine, high 67, low 44, but then only up to 48 and down to 34 tomorrow with that 70% chance of showers, especially early. Mostly sunny conditions on Sunday. High 57, low 43, 68 on Monday, 73 on Tuesday. Right now, the temperature's at 51 with the clouds. ESPN 93.5.
Well, we want to thank Ben and Sherry and Cindy, some of the ones listening and watching on Facebook Live. We might need another camera.
Yeah.
We probably need a little better.
And if you had the positioning, maybe me over here in the producer's area.
Yeah, so I could switch and maybe go back and forth.
I mean, you don't need to switch, but maybe I'll be in the show. If we put it in a different corner.
Different spot. We'll have to look at that.
But I do like being at 6 feet apart and all that.
Yeah, we are a room apart, actually.
I had a guest asking, you know, should they come in? Are we doing the 6 feet apart? And I said, yeah, that's fine. But we're going to do a call-in later today with Kent Brown. So
okay.
And find out about the Illini. Of course, NCAA has been making some moves this week about extending those spring athletes and, of course, not giving any scholarship money and stuff like that is undetermined right now, but still should be interesting to hear from Kent inside the next half hour, 45 minutes.
Yep. And of course, now the U of I has announced they'll do summer classes online.
Okay.
So again, if you would like to, Larry says he still watches on the YouTube channel. That's fine.
Okay. Thanks, Larry.
You can always text us if you're interested in our restaurant of the day, which is Manzella's. I've got five $50 gift cards. If it'll give your family a lift for me to provide food for you tonight because of our great sponsors like Jeff Facer, you can do that. Just text in 359-2255. Our toilet paper report, we don't have any. I can't find anybody that knows of any toilet paper out there. And you know what else is hard to find are the 20-pound dumbbells. My son Benjamin's trying to find 20-pound dumbbells. Good luck.
Right.
I think toilet paper will be easier. Well, he's looked everywhere. He found somebody in Indiana that'll sell him two 20-pound dumbbells.
Yeah, but
certainly there's somebody in all the places are sold out.
A lot of people
out.
Have stuff. Like, that's they're what the, I was thinking in the corner of my basement are unused. I mean, they're old school from when Michael Ducey used to lift in the basement back in the day.
I bet Mike Ducey's weights are still down there.
Okay.
Let's go find them.
Yeah, where are those?
Well, they're in a corner.
And that's some of the projects I'm knocking out thanks to being sheltering in place.
But let me know if you know dumbbells, because I seriously want to borrow them, because there's no gyms open.
Yeah.
You can't go to the normal places and work out, so you got to make do. I guess you can put sand in a milk jug.
And see, that's another thing that's taking a hit that you might not realize, and those are the kind of people that we're thinking of helping out here in this troubling time with these gift cards for these local restaurants.
Right. So it's we're here. You want to connect, just go 359-2255. You can jump on Facebook Live. You can go to YouTube channel. You can stream us at steviejay.com. Just click on ESPN CU. You can click there, listen live. You can listen on your phone, everything. We're just trying to come up with as many ways as possible so we can stay connected. And so many of you listening from out of state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's interesting how many people want to catch up with Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah, they want a dose of home, and we've got it.
And 49 cases in our area now, 49.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, no good for anybody having it, but it's got to keep our distance and keep it that way. And I think the University of Illinois shutting down super early was huge, with tens of thousands of kids from all over the world.
Yes.
And we got on that quickly. Good work. News is next. If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.